Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Construction will begin in May on a new concrete roundabout on Watertown's south side. Bryce Olson with the South Dakota Department of Transportation will oversee that project at U.S. Highway 81 and 20th Avenue South.
BX Civil Constructors got the bid. They're from Del Rapids, South Dakota. The cost is just under $2 million. That includes the utility work through the city.
Olson says this roundabout will be much larger than the one near the Watertown Middle School.
This one is by far larger. It's about 170 feet in diameter. The one up north is about 120 feet in diameter. The inside circle on this one is 100 feet wide, and whereas that one is more like 50 feet wide.
But like the one on the north end of town, this roundabout will also be a single-lane circle.
The actual lane that people can drive on is going to be 18 feet. It's going to be striped, so that it's going to be narrow, but the 18 feet will accommodate big trucks. And that doesn't include the actual truck aprons.
We asked Olson about the opinion that it will be difficult for long trucks to navigate the new roundabout.
I think it will be different than what they normally drive on, but it'll take some adjustment, but I do believe that they'll make it fine. It's designed for a truck pulling a trailer, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. They will have to use the truck apron, 14 feet wide truck apron. When they're making a full left turn, they will have to use the truck apron. It's going to be advised to slow down to 20 miles an hour, but, you know, it's going to be depending on how much traffic is in there.
Olson says the contract calls for the project to be finished by mid-August. This will be the first roundabout done on the state level in South Dakota. Two more will be built next year on South Dakota Highway 10 on the east and west ends of Sisseton. The driver of a semi was taken to Sanford Clear Lake Hospital last night after rolling his semi off Interstate 29. It happened a little after 7:30 near mile marker 156. While the semi was southbound, the semi rolled onto its side and slid into a field. The driver was transported to the hospital due to a medical condition. He had no apparent injuries due to the crash. Word over the weekend that one person died following an early morning fire late last week in the small Day County town of Andover. The fire was in an apartment building at 100 East 2nd Avenue. Fire departments from Andover, Bristol, Pierrepont, and Groton responded. The eastern half of the four-unit apartment building was fully involved with smoke and flames, and the structure is a total loss. Attorney General Marty Jackley's office said that local police confirmed one person died as a result of that fire. Local, state, and federal officials are investigating the cause of that blaze. A Watertown restaurant was evacuated for about 40 minutes last night after employees found smoke and an electrical smell and notified Watertown Fire Rescue. Units were sent to Minerva's just before 7:30 when smoke and the electrical smell were found in the Compesca Hall ballroom. Investigators determined a motor on the roof that was part of an air handling system had malfunctioned and melted. The air handler was shut off. No further action was taken. Fans were set up to clear the ballroom of smoke before people were allowed back inside. Well, federal and tribal officials are investigating the deadly shooting of an Oglala Sioux tribal police officer. The officer is identified today as 52-year-old Brian Garrett of Kyle, South Dakota. The FBI says Garrett was killed around 4:30 Saturday morning on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation after he was called to an apparent domestic dispute. The FBI, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and Oglala Sioux Tribal Police are all investigating. The House State Affairs Committee has passed a bill that says initiated measures in South Dakota have to be limited to a single subject. House Bill 1007 started out as a proposal that would have established a committee to review all ballot measures. It was hoghoused to a new version and supported by State Representative Tona Rosem of Mitchell.
I would agree that it's in statute, but it's fuzzy. And so this will clarify for anybody, allowing for transparency for our voters. And I think it's so important that we actually make it so that voters know what they're voting on instead of scratching their head.
Corey Heidelberger of Aberdeen spoke in opposition. He listed several reasons, including the fact that South Dakota voters already reject measures that are too complicated.
South Dakota voters, as petition sponsors know, are cautious, conservative voters. You give them a complicated 36-page proposal at your own peril. The longer and more complicated that initiative is, the harder it is to get signatures and the harder it is to get votes.
House Speaker Mark Mickelson of Sioux Falls says it allows voters to have a clear understanding of a measure.
In Montana, they have this requirement in their constitution, and their version of Marcy's Law was found to have violated that single subject requirement. And if it can be separated, it must be. And so I do think it's applicable, and it's not really, I don't think, unfriendly to the initiative process.
That measure passed on a vote of 10-3 and now goes to the House floor. South Dakota legislators are getting updated revenue numbers, and they'll begin the battle of the budgets in Pierre this week. State Representative Gene Hunhoff, who's on the Appropriations Committee, says they'll get budget projections from the Bureau of Finance and Management and the Legislative Research Council.
BFM certainly uses more with global and economic council for their formulas to make what they're projecting, where LRC has some formulas that are out there that use a lot of correlation coefficients and past history. So we'll see what those numbers are, because that's really the pattern.
Hunhoff says neither budget projection will have complete information.
When you look at the revenue projections in the middle of February, you still don't have January numbers. So, you know, that's not to say that can't change if some new information or some additional numbers, but it'll be the starting point for the budget for the legislature. Once on Tuesday, we'll come back into committee and then make the recommendation of what numbers we're going to use to set the revenue.
Hunhoff says they hope to have a final budget agreement ahead of the final day of the legislative session. Legislative Democrats are supporting a bill that would change the way political districts are determined in South Dakota. House Minority Leader Spencer Hawley of Brookings says they want to move to a nonpartisan commission to redraw the boundaries.
I brought the redistricting commission that we would like to bring it to a vote that we would change how we redistrict. We would take it out of the hands of the legislatures and set up a 9-member nonpartisan commission.
Legislators are back this week for another 4-day week in Pierre. The main run of the session will wrap up on March 9th. Those are your news headlines for this afternoon. Remember, you can get news anytime on our homepage. You can find us at gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.